time for the Tech Know-It-Alls. It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT Department.
I feel like you started off really shady,
yes.
Mark, and you
fiddling
said...
Fiddling with my mic again.
No, but you said, just don't remember to switch on my mic. I feel like you've turned into this prima donna.
Yeah, but am I not?
I feel like you were a humble person when we started off our journey together, and now you're just like, don't forget to switch on my mic.
But it's a typical thing when you're more experienced in these things. You
true.
Feel but you, part of the family.
That is the truth. How are you doing?
Doing well. Let's get down to business. I want to tell you about Jailbroken.
Ah, okay, cool. No joke. No, nothing. Okay, I'm fine. I haven't been here, but I'm fine. It's fine. What is this Jailbroken thing about? Because you started sent me an email, and I thought it was an inside joke.
Yes, I mean, don't you know about Jailbroken iPhones?
Nope. Okay. I have an Android phone, so anything that is to do with iPhone, I'm not looking to get an iPhone. I'm just on the Android boat, so anything with that, I won't even read about it.
Don't you think our tech guys get these cool words for stuff that we do?
Oh, no, though.
So Jailbroken iPhone. If someone says, I don't like to be only part of Apple, I want to be able to, you know, they break it, so they kind of hack the phone.
Okay.
That's like people owning a phone. It's not someone else hacking it, you're doing it yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And you can download any kind of apps from anywhere, not just the App Store.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously the problem with that is that means that Apple says, well, you're on your own. So it's not as secure, you can get hacked. And this mm-hmm. is what happened. In this specific case, about 200,000 people's account credentials were stolen.
What? Like
because,
banking details?
Well, iTunes for one, but they can actually infect your phone, your
okay.
iPhone, with any kind of virus they want and like keep you at ransom. Please pay us $200 before
we spoke about this before at the beginning
similar.
Of the year. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But then how do you get your information back? Or is it just lost in translation?
Well, you can take a risk or don't do it.
Okay, Mark doesn't want you to do it, so don't go into this weird sites.
Yeah, it's the typical thing is if you take the risk, you just need to know that obviously it could happen that someone else can give you a bit of a piece of code that you didn't know was there.
Yeah.
And then it just intercepts all your communication and gets all your information.
That is the truth.
Mm.
So don't download it would be your advice.
Well,
don't go into it.
Don't jailbreak your phone if you don't know exactly what you're doing.
That is
And
the
even
truth.
If you've jailbroken your phone, don't go and download that dodgy Chinese app that you think all the cool kids are doing.
I feel like you shaded out the Chinese now, Mark.
No, but it's the dodgy South African app.
Done with Mark. Listen, let's talk about ways that technology has bettered the students.
Wow, let's talk about that first before we talk about beard metrics.
These names, though.
Yes. So, what has happened since 2010? I mean, 2010 is not that far ago, and there's all sorts of new stuff. And the way you study, you can find scholarships online, easily find scholarships. You don't have to go to each and every website to do it. You can do reference all your research, ref works. And I think there's an opportunity to have a show just on these things, go into detail. Like I found this cool Beeline Reader, which allows you to easily read on the web. So it makes it like... just easier. Just
like, is it
colors.
The same like ebooks or is it different?
Well, it takes your ebook and it just colors the line.
Okay.
So it makes it easier to read per line. So
oh,
you actually read faster.
I need to get that out.
Yes, that's very cool.
I need to get it.
I mean, those are the kinds of things that have made our life a lot easier. Like, not dying of boredom. So
mm-hmm.
we don't only study, we actually want to watch YouTube.
Yeah.
So, you know, subscribe to cool channels and follow those YouTube videos.
What is this Brick Mix thing that you just mentioned?
Beard Metrics.
Okay, what is this about?
This is a very cool app. It's an app.
For beard. Like,
to measure your beard. You know, I've got a beard. So I've
But is it really cool, Mark?
Why? You're a girl. We're guys. We want to show off our beards and be
okay.
awesome. So there's an app. Go and look at it. Beardmetrics.com. And then you can actually have a look and it gives your color and your density and the curliness and the cleanliness and everything. You can share it.
Okay. But I think this is preference, Mark. Like, I don't think every guy is going to go around wanting to know the stuff about the beard.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Don't girls want to know about the beard of other guys?
No, what I want to know is if you look good on it or with it, that's all I want to know.
That's all you want to know?
Yeah, I don't want to know like if it's clean or what color it is.
Okay, but maybe go and watch the video about this app and you see my floating fingers.
Yeah.
And check it out and see. It's actually quite, it's entertaining.
Okay, I will. Mark, you promised to actually do something for me. We remember, what was it that we spoke about?
You had that app you wanted to do. You want to sing along.
It was the Simule app, and then I didn't have time to download it. But did you download it?
No.
Okay, for next time when you come, yes, then we should, you should have it and I should have it, because it actually, yes, allows you to karaoke with your favorite singer. So I
want to hear you karaoke. That's,
no, but I'm going to show you my video. You need to stop. I'm going to show you my video, and then you need to show me yours. So it's a karaoke for karaoke.
Okay, let's do that.
Yeah, I think that's what we need to do. Question, though, that I have. WhatsApp, is there anything wrong with WhatsApp that's going on? Have you received any dodge messages?
We've heard reports that there was a problem with WhatsApp a day or two ago.
Yeah. But apparently you need to pay for it now. It sends you a message where your free term is up at the end of September, and then you need to start paying for it. So what, do you have any idea what that is about?
Well, let's go investigate that, because we've got a homework. I like those homework questions, because I can tell you now, I've had it and then I ignore it and then it just continues.
Yeah.
And other people said, but they had to pay like a 10 rand or $10 or whatever the case might be. Yeah. Now they have to pay. So let's find
please
out and come back
for me
next week.
Life. Mark joins me in studio every Wednesday for Bits and Bytes. It happens 3:15 right here on Lunch with Leslie.
It's Bits and Bytes with the Stellenbosch IT department. Follow them on Twitter @ITStellenUni.